Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's Bud Pod, a 2-3-4.
2-3-4. You need more. You need more, Bud Pod. You need more in your life. And we're giving it to you. More, more, more. How do you like it? How do you like it?
Do you think...
I'm flexing my biceps.
Yeah. Is that a thing in music? A 2-3-4.
No. Well, usually it's a 1-2-3-4.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah, oh, you wouldn't start 2-3-4. You'd go, a 1-2-3, a 1-2, a 1-2-3-4.
That's what I'm thinking of. And it has to be that song.
Yeah. Yeah, it has to be that song.
We've been on tour, a couple of tour boys.
We're on tour. We are tour boys, touring all around us. In the UK. This weekend I have been up north.
Oh.
Up north. I've been going up north of England, where people talk like this. I've been going up to Warrington. I went to Warrington. I went to York. Old York. I went to York and I went to Buxton in the Midlands, where they talk like this.
What was Buxton like?
Buxton's beautiful. It's an old spa town.
Yeah.
It's where Buxton Drinking Water is from, of course, which I talked to them about, but they clearly have heard that every day of their lives. But I don't care. It's my first time there. So I was talking about Buxton Water. The water there is so nice that in the taps in the dressing rooms backstage, the stickers over the taps all say drinking water. Usually... backstage, above every tap, is a sign that says, don't drink this water. It's pure rats. It's pure rats. You will die of rats. But in Buxton, it's like, yeah, go ahead. Drink it. Go see what you think.
It's just a sign saying, you're lucky we're not charging you.
There's an old well in the middle of town with, like, the Virgin Mary on it. And it just spouts Buxton water all the time. And people, like, line up and they just fill up their bottles and...
Whoa.
Buckets with spa Buxton spring water.
It's lovely virgin water.
Yummy, yummy. But it is one of those old Victorian spa towns. It's all very pretty. It looks a lot like Bath, where I did some growing up.
Yeah, it's amazing that, like, in the old days, in the sort of medieval, early modern period, just getting clean drinking water was such a fucking miracle that they were like, well, obviously it's God. Like, we need to put up a statue.
Yeah.
Like, we're so lucky to not be shitting all the time.
It's manna, it's manna from heaven.
Yeah, yeah, virgin water. Pure and clean.
What did the Greek gods drink? Ambrosia.
Ambrosia. They drank ambrosia and they ate... manna? No.
Manna? I thought...
They ate something else. The food of the gods was something else.
Oh.
Or was ambrosia the food?
Oh, I don't know. I thought they ate the lamb legs that people burned for them.
That's... Oh, yeah. Yeah, they ate a lot of lamb. Very fat. Ambrosia is the food or drink.
There you go. It's like a Huel.
It's Huel. Huel of the gods.
Huel of the gods. Drink ambrosia. It is the Huel of the gods.
Truly it is the protein shake of Zeus himself.
It's a full meal in a drink. It comes in a powder and Zeus puts it in his cup and he shakes it around.
To be fair.
It looks like a bit of a dickhead when he drinks it, but it's got all the nutrients you need for a good world.
Zeus doesn't have to leave his desk. He could get a lot of god stuff done.
Zeus is a bro for sure. Zeus is a gym bro for sure.
I'm trying to think of which of the gods don't look like gym bros. I was just thinking, if you had like a Olympus. Huh?
Hermes?
Ooh, but he's like a little, he's on the treadmill.
That's true.
He's doing sprints.
Even Hephaestus is like, he's on weights. He's on like,
he's
deadlifting.
He's like one of those world's strongest men guys where they're like, they're not defined. They're just incredibly strong.
Exactly. Gosh.
Maybe Apollo, little sun nerd. Hades, little dork in the underground there, little goth.
Yeah, probably Hades. He's on the dark web every night. He's just at his computer every night.
We've discussed goths.
StarCraft too.
Yeah. We've discussed goths' lack of muscles before, so maybe that tracks. I have been on tour in... where did I start? I went to Oxford, Brighton, Cambridge, all of the most highly educated or gayest places.
Yes, wow. Real metropolitan elite stuff, Pierre.
An incredibly elitist start to the tour.
I've been going to Warrington.
Yeah.
I've been speaking to real people.
You gig exclusively in the Red Wall. That's where you gig.
Yeah. Warrington was great. The crowd in Warrington, real nice. A lot had driven from Manchester, to be fair, but it was still... It's a great show.
Oh man, it's so hard to figure out where to go on tour. People always come from surprising places. I had a few people in all three of those places who had seen me open for you, Phil, at the Palladium in London.
Oh wow, excellent.
Yeah, but they didn't live in London. They had come to London for that and then come to where I was for this.
Wow, that's so nice.
It's so hard to keep track of where everyone is, where the customers are.
I in York bumped into a couple of people at the hotel who had traveled up and made like a whole weekend of it just to come see the show and then have a little weekend in York.
Oh, nice.
And you do feel a lot of responsibility.
It's a lot of pressure. I'm the reason for a little weekend.
I'm the reason for a little drive or a little train ticket or a bunch of plans. I'm the reason for a little addition to the iCal.
I'm the reason why you had to download an app and book a thing. I always feel almost like I want to apologize, but I'm so sorry for making you do admin.
They're on some theater's mailing list now because at some point they're going to have to click unsubscribe on an email because of me.
This is it, yeah. And you go, oh, no, I've burdened these people. If only there was a way they could just have what they want and not have to do all this admin. It does feel like a lot. But thank you to everyone who came to Oxford, Brighton and Cambridge, especially the pod buds. Quite a few of you guys.
Yes. A fancy bunch. Thank you to all pod buds for coming to my tour show. It is very kind.
The Buxton pod buds, incredibly hydrated.
This week I'm in Salisbury and then Cambridge. You were in Cambridge last week.
Yeah, boy. What were you at the Junction? Were you at the
I'm
Big
at
Art Center?
The Corn Exchange.
Of course, of course.
As I was last time.
Yes, yes. I am Birmingham, Alabama. Birmingham, Thursday, Friday. Those are almost sold out. Bristol, Saturday. Two in a day, Phil. 4:30, 7:30.
Oh, wow. So you're doing two doubles in two cities.
I'm doing two doubles in two cities and then rounding it all off with Exeter. Sundays in Exeter.
Exeter's lovely.
It is nice. It is nice. It's not selling amazingly. I'm not very popular in Exeter. Not after what I did to the cathedral. It's selling okay, but it's got lots of tickets, whereas the Bristol dates are full. So if you're between Exeter and Bristol, choose Exeter. That would be my advice.
Where are you performing in Bristol?
The Wardrobe.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful room.
I'm climbing into the Wardrobe and I'm gigging through the keyhole while
it's
you're sleeping.
A beautiful room.
Really nice room. Really nice gig. Nice venue. I've had to take some ibuprofen, Phil, because my legs and my back are killing me. To say nothing of my pussy and my crack.
Don't even get Pierre started on his pussy and his crack.
No, the amount of I'm going to have to go get a massage for this whole pussy crack problem I've been having.
He's going to need a crackendectomy.
I went to a physio yesterday for my back.
Oh, what's happening to your back?
It's because I've created a big bum trench in my mattress.
Oh, you were saying, yeah, I didn't realize just how serious this bum trench was in your mattress.
Really? It's not just a whimsical bum trench.
Yeah. And it's no amount of fluffing the mattress will fill it out?
It's in there. It's there.
Is it a memory foam mattress? Is that the problem? Is it unable to forget?
my fantastic trunk.
Yeah, your mattress is talking to your ass like, I just can't quit you. You left a mark on me. This ass has left a mark on me. I can't move on. I can't return to my old shape.
There's something a bit rag
forever,
and bone.
Forever, this ass will be a part of me.
There's a rag and bone man aspect to what you're doing here.
What's rag and bone man?
Don't put your ass on me. Rag and bone man.
Oh, the singer, yeah.
Yeah. But do you not know, like, that
don't put your ass on me. Don't put your ass on me.
Yeah, that used to be a job, you know.
Putting an ass on someone?
Yeah.
A rag and bone man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You collect all the rags and bones, and you'd have a wheelbarrow and a trumpet.
Yeah, well, did people actually want to buy bones?
It was for animal feed or grinding down for some industrial thing or composting or, you know.
Yeah, yeah. What a job.
Yeah, or terrible. But yeah, basically, Phil, I wake up in this, like, bum trench, and it means that, like, you know when you're lying in a deck chair and you sort of engage your lower back right as you're about to kind of hoik yourself up out of the deck chair?
Mm.
That's what my back is doing all night.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So I wake up in this, like, I wake up basically in full Mr. Burns posture.
You got to invest in a good mattress, Pierre. You spent half your life on it.
I did. This is the thing. I bought this mattress to solve a much smaller dip in the old one.
Gosh, this just dips all the way down.
It's nothing but bum dips. It's because I'm incredibly heavy.
Yeah, you're going to have to find something with just incredible structural rigidity and structural strength.
Well, here's the thing. So, this mattress is the one that was supposed to solve the problem, and it's made it worse. Yeah, because... where did I get it from? Maybe from Simba, the lion. Maybe from Simba Mattresses. Anyway, the point is that you search, like, firm, hard, and they go, there, you want firm. That mattress is firm. If it's got foam involved at all, it's not fucking firm.
This is what I was about to say. These are all foam mattresses. All the delivery mattresses are foam mattresses. I had to get rid of, I had a foam mattress, and it really hurt my back.
It's bullshit. It
doesn't support you. Need a sprung mat. You need a sprung mat.
When I bend my back and I hear that crack, I need sprung.
Baby's hurt back.
Yeah, man. So what I've done is I've ordered a mega bed, and it's arriving tomorrow.
Mega bed?
Mega bed. Mega bed.
The full bed or just a mattress?
Just a mattress, but still.
Oh, the brand is Mega Bed?
No, it should be. All
right. I thought that was like the Giacomo of mattresses.
Mega bed. But here's the problem. If you are a big round person.
Big boned, yeah.
Yeah. Well, then you do need a mattress with a lot of give, because your big side portion has to go in the mattress.
Your big side portion has to go in the mattress. So if you're lying on your side?
If you lie on your side, you want your spine to be flat. And so if your spine is flat, your circular part has to go deeper into the mattress, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah, right.
So then they go, oh, this mattress is great if you weigh above this amount, if you're really heavy. And you go, no. If you're a big, heavy person with a round shape... Whereas I am like a little lead, maybe like a bus stop, shaped a bit like a bus stop.
Yes.
Or like a post box.
But you also have the ass of a Pixar mom.
So like, I've got the ass from The Incredibles, yeah.
Yeah, so you're dense and heavy, and then you've got this bit that sticks out as well.
My mighty haunches.
Yeah, that's
and so,
it.
That means that when they go, don't worry, there's plenty of give in it for your big round circle part. It's like, no, that's not what I want. That's the problem.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited about this mega bed.
Oh, yeah. Reinforced bed. It literally is a reinforced bed.
Wow.
It's the company makes like... I'm starting to get like mailing list spam from the company. And they're like, yeah. New deals on quadruple bunk beds. That was the last one they sent me. I was like, what the fuck? Like,
what are they made out of? Like Kevlar and carbon fiber or something? Are these bulletproof mattresses?
This is John Wick's mattress, Phil. I genuinely might do a routine about it because the website is insane. And it is just like, it's like my mattress had to be forged like the fucking Uruk-hai. Just like them pouring iron into a... Like,
yeah, there's one Japanese guy on the top of a mountain in Hokkaido who makes these.
Yeah, and he's having to read my name on a sort of scroll that an eagle's delivered to him.
When they make a mattress is made by a guy with like round reflective goggles, and you see like the flames in his reflection as he, yeah,
quenches it.
It dips a whole mattress into water, and it's.
That's so and he's sick. Nodding.
Now the question on everyone's lips: where does this leave your partner, who presumably does not need such a sturdy mattress?
Here's my theory.
She's gonna bounce. She's gonna bounce off that thing.
Yeah.
She's gonna be ricocheting off it.
It's gonna be like.
She's basically sleeping rough now. She's basically sleeping on.
She's basically sleeping on the road. On the ground, I've just ordered I've ordered a big cube of tarmac for me to sleep on, and she has to. I don't know. Here's my theory, because this mattress, when I say it didn't work for me, the one I have now, it is like presumably if you are a normal weight, you are some sort of normal person, and my partner is a normal person. Then presumably it is a really firm and marvelous mattress. So maybe there won't be any difference because there's no give anyway, right? It's just there's only give if you're incredibly heavy.
Yes.
So my theory is that she might not even notice a difference.
But she'll be used to some give, and she'll need some give. Well, this will give her no give. This is giving no give.
This gives no give.
This doesn't give the gift of give.
We're going to have to cross that reinforced bridge when we come to it. Because I can't be crippled like this every day. It's enough now.
Yeah, fair enough.
It is truly crazy.
It is crazy.
She's a back sleeper as well anyway, so who knows about those
flat
people.
Flat back sleeper.
Flat back sleeper. Got to be a trick. Yeah. I have no idea how anyone can sleep on their back. It makes me feel like I'm dying.
Yeah, I feel like my heart sinks into my spine.
I feel like my intestines sink into my bum.
Yes.
And I feel like my jaw and my throat, I start to... I'm breathing like one of those inbred cats, you know.
Side sleeping forever.
That's right. This podcast is anti-murder, pro-nuclear, side sleepers only, baby. I still laugh sometimes about that correspondence we got from that lady. It might even have been on the Patreon. I can't remember. But she like wakes up having like choking herself.
Oh, with the hand on the throat.
Yeah, she sleeps.
I thought
that
was a guy.
Was that a guy? I thought it was a lady.
That was a guy.
Anyway, we got someone who listens sleeps with their hand like as if they're about to kill themselves.
And they wake up and they're surprised and they think someone's joking.
Yeah, they go, "Bleh!" Yeah. Have you tried to? Because of my bum ditch, Phil, I've been trying to train myself to sleep on my back, and I just can't do it. I feel like I'm in hospital.
I'm trying to because it's meant to be good for your back.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Yeah, I just can't do it. I feel completely awake. It just wakes me up. I feel like I'm doing something. I feel like I'm at work if I'm lying on my back.
I feel like I'm in hospital.
Yeah, I feel like I'm about to be examined by like a little robot needle thing is about to come down.
Exactly. It feels medical. It feels sterile and artificial and strange.
Whereas sleeping on your side is cozy and snuggly.
Yeah, it's you're a fetus in a cloth womb.
Yes.
Yum. Have you... So I went to this physio, and the physio guy was like, oh, yeah. He did the builder's thing. He was like, ooh, have you put some cowboys in here? Like, on tapping my back. Yeah, my back was all fucked up. It was like a sack of nuts back there.
I've been all around the houses with the lower back people. I've had crackers. Not as in white people, as in people who crack my back.
I was going to say, any other races? Or
actually, I did have a Japanese guy in the middle of town who called himself Japanese Harry Potter. Because he worked magic on your back.
Really?
Yeah. He's very sweet Japanese guy. I am a Japanese Harry Potter. And I think it's because he did this thing where because I have such tight hamstrings, you press him up against his, you press him down against his shoulder or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And it doesn't feel like you're doing very much, but then when you stop, your pain is kind of alleviated, it's gone.
Are you a tight ham boy?
I do have tight hams, although I can bend over and touch my toes now. I think maybe I've been stretching them enough. But I've always had very tight hammies, and they pull down on your back. So tight hammies make for a painful back.
People looking at you going, look at those tight hams.
Bing! Yeah, then I reach down, I pull them, and I went, it goes, bing! And they're like, oh, yeah, they have to bite their knuckle like that.
Yeah, they go, oh, yeah, high that note was. Whereas if you bent over and it went, bow.
Yeah, I play like a double bass. Dum, 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 dum,
yeah,
dum,
just twanging the back of your own thigh. That's what you want.
Yeah, I just lie on my back, lift up my right leg.
Yeah. You're doing that little head thing.
That's so funny.
That's nice. You have a whole like skeleton band of like... what would it be? Yeah. You've got the big someone holding their leg up like that, like double bass.
Yeah.
What would
someone playing the tendon in their arm like a violin, I guess?
Yeah. Their own twangy arm tendon, that's like a violin or a fiddle.
Playing a flute with your fist. A fist flute. Yeah,
that's just like a flute sounds.
Haunting.
Little someone holding their bum open and someone else going,
yeah, it's the body band. We can call them the body band.
Actually, the person doing the could be doing it on the person holding their leg up for the double bass.
Ah, yes.
Because they're kind of their bum hole's kind of out then. I said to my guy, I'm hypermobile.
Yeah, this is the most unsettling thing about you is that you're enormous, but you're also very bendy.
Yeah, and
I hate it. It's really horrible.
It's not normal.
When you push your thumb down to your arm or you push your elbows the wrong way or whatever, it is like in a video game when an NPC like messes up and like the arms go the wrong way.
And they're going like...
Yeah, yeah.
When they get stuck
in
a wall.
The ceiling or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, and the head's just going blah, 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 like that.
That's what it's like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. I think it's very unsettling, and it's not normal, and it gets less normal the taller you are. What my guy implied. He was like, "Yeah, you're like 6'3", 6'4". You shouldn't be able to do that." And I was like, "I know, it's a genuine problem." So you know they do like an assessment where they're like, "Oh, how can you do this? Can you do this?" Like they're trying to figure out how fucked up you are. And he was like, oh, do a squat for me as deep as you can. I can just sit on my ankles like a Chinese farmer.
Yeah, that's great. That's a real skill to be able to do that.
It's just Jeanette. And he, like, as I did it, he went, oh.
Whoa.
Whoa, like that. And then as he was saying, like, oh, so is your work mostly sedentary? Like, you're sitting down a lot? I was like, because there's always an awkward moment where you go, do I tell this person I'm a stand-up?
Yes. I always say I'm a comedian. I always say that. I don't lie ever anymore.
I've started saying it a bit more, but I said to her, I couldn't resist the joke.
Did
you know, like, is most of your work sitting down? I was like, well,
ah, nice.
So I'd made the little joke, and he had seen me open for you at the Palladium.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Your physio.
Yeah, he worked it out. He was like, well, I recognize your voice, though. And I said, well, radio show with Frank Skinner. If you were a pod bud, you'd know from my name. It can't be Bud Pod. And it was, yeah, he figured it out. While he was crack-a-lackin' my back-a-lackin'.
Wow.
While he was stretching out my pussy and my crack. I would say, for the sake of his professional reputation, he was not stretching out my pussy and my crack. He was being incredibly helpful.
Yeah, your pussy's completely seized up.
We're going to have to...
work out the kink in your pussy. Your pussy's all, it's all knotted up.
You've got the pussy of an old man. We gotta work this out. I was hypermobile enough for him to be like, ooh, that's actually bad. I was like, I know, right?
Is it actually bad?
Yeah.
Why?
So, because all the joints are really mobile, if you're not hypermobile, one of the reasons you can't do something with your elbow or your shoulder or your knees that hurts it is because your cartilage won't let you.
If you aren't hypermobile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then your actual body is like, we don't bend that way.
Yeah.
Please don't do this. Stop doing this.
Yeah.
Whereas if your knees or your shoulders, hips and toes, can bend that way, then it fucks up your tendons because that's what's connected to the joint. The joint might be happy, but the tendons aren't because they're not hypermobile.
Oh, they're getting hyperextended.
Yeah, they're getting twisty.
Ooh, or I don't like.
Or yanky. So he said, like, let me guess, when you do squats, you have to completely consciously engage your hips, your core, your quite, like, you have to engage all the muscles involved before you start the movement, or your knees run in or run out. And I was like, that's exactly it. I have to consciously, an old caretaker, a janitor, turning on bits of a robot. Boo, boo, boo. I have to turn on all the muscles and then hope that they keep me in a stable line.
Oh, no.
It's very annoying.
That's haunting. I'm really sorry. I have to pause there. There's a man just at the door. Sorry.
Okay.
Shall I pause?
No, I'm going to keep talking to people. How long do you think it's going to take? Let's find out.
It'll be a couple of minutes. Just
go. See what it is. I'll paint you guys an audiovisual picture. Phil's face was one of Phil's face was one of concern, but not like I don't think the guy's come to collect any money. I think it's... Oh, I can kind of hear, because Phil's still wearing his ear pods. Oh, there's some sort of admin going on here. Ah. It's some kind of job. Kill Pierre? Well, I don't think that's possible. Phil's background is like a Dalmatian print wallpaper as well, which is really odd. And it's from the previous owner of the property. And I think it looks... Frankly, I think it looks eccentric. And I don't know why he hasn't changed it yet. Maybe he likes it. Is that Dalmatian? Loads and loads of little black dots on white. It's not definitely animal print, but it's not. Hello!
Sorry, it's the window cleaner man.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out what job it was.
Oh, well done, yeah. He's been cleaning windows. He'll be cleaning windows.
Has he got a ukulele as well?
No, not that I can see. He's got a full electric guitar.
I would love a glam rock cover of When I'm Cleaning Windows. Ah, that's got to exist, doesn't it?
I'm sure. I don't think I've heard the original. I've been cleaning windows. Is one of those songs whose melody I never know. I just know the general vibe.
When I'm cleaning windows. It's something like that.
Right, okay. Again, but that's more of a rhythm.
When I'm cleaning windows.
Hmm.
Look it up. You have to look it up. I'll get this correspondence ready and you...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Look it up.
Ring letters, emails, phone numbers, correspondence. Oh god damn it. It's a classic thing, Pierre. It's an advert for a thing I've already bought.
Oh good, what is it?
A wallet. It's a clever algorithm. I'm interested in the thing after I went on the website and bought it, and now you're advertising the thing I've already bought to me.
What's the object? Sorry, I missed that.
A wallet.
A wallet. Oh, yeah, because you were saying you felt aggrieved. How did you say goodbye to your old wallet from last week?
I've still not done it. It's still stood on my dresser.
No. An empty corpse of a wallet looking at you.
And because it's leather, it looks like a body. Like a skin, like shed skin, you know.
Oh, is it got like kind of rough edges, like an old, like a peeled from a suntan.
Yeah, ooh. Yeah, it looks like some old piece of hide or a bit of a bog body.
Oh yeah, bog body texture.
Yeah.
Maybe you could put it in a bog and preserve it for archaeologists.
Ah. Okay, when I'm cleaning windows.
Have you got it down? You got the tune?
Oh, it's when I'm cleaning windows.
Yeah, when I'm cleaning windows. Yeah, it's there isn't some great soaring orchestral tune here.
No.
It's a musical song.
Yeah. It's only a minute and a half.
Yeah, well, he's a lazy window cleaner, I guess.
Or he's a very hard-working window cleaner, so he doesn't have enough time to play music.
Oh. He's got to get back to cleaning windows. Boop, boop. We've heard from Bob, Phil.
Bob, you slob. What have you got to say for yourself?
Hi, Phil. Hi. He's calling us Phil Wanker and Lucky Pierre.
Oh, so is there an implication there that Pierre is lucky because I'm wanking?
I think a lucky Pierre is someone in the middle of a threesome.
Really?
I was told this from, do you remember when we were at school and everyone went through that fucking urban dictionary phase of just finding obscure slang that relates to nothing and making it up?
No, I don't remember this period of school life.
Do you not? I think Bill Burr was complaining about it. People were like, oh, do you know what a Nebraska steamer is? It's when someone, you're getting a blowjob and someone poos on the girl's head. And it's like obviously a thing that never existed or ever happened. It's just some 12-year-olds made it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So during that phase, my friend Tom said, oh, Lucky Pierre is the fucking threesome person. But it does seem to have spread around, because that's not the first time someone on BudPod's referenced it.
Oh, interesting. Wow, it's the first I've heard of it.
Well.
And I've been listening to BudPod for ages.
It's true. Bob says, I just remembered something that happened to me that seems like the kind of thing you guys are into. Brackets poo.
I'm not that into it. It just keeps happening.
Yeah. I was at a house party in South London.
I feel like we're reporters. I feel like...
we're not into murder, but we're just detectives.
Yeah, we just have to report on this stuff. We're impartial. We have to be. Like, we're BBC. We have to be impartial about this poo, but we have to report on it.
I'm the terror correspondent. I'm not a terrorist.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So Bob says, I was at a house party in South London and bursting for a piss.
Very cool.
I joined a quite long toilet queue of mainly girls.
Lovely.
Then the toilet door opens and the guy comes out and says something along the lines of, I just took a piss and didn't flush, so maybe a guy should go in, and that way we'll all be doing our part to save the planet, as there will only be one flush for two pisses.
Right.
So there's a queue of, I think I figured out what happened here. There's a queue of girls. He's at the back.
Yeah, he's at the back. The person who's currently in the bathroom is a guy.
Yeah, he comes out and says...
What a thing to announce to a bunch of girls at a house party.
Well, here's the thing, Phil. The plot will thicken shortly.
Oh.
Mm.
As will the piss.
Well, indeed. So, this guy comes out.
And I think I know what's happened. But
yeah, makes this fucking Captain Planet comes out from the bog and says, I just did a piss. Maybe another man should go in there and pee on that. And then, which doesn't make any sense. Because why would it gender matter with the piss? So, you can probably see where this is going, but I'm either too stupid or just needed a piss too much. So it sounded like a fucking brilliant idea at the time. So I eagerly volunteered. Of course, as soon as I opened the door, the foul stench of the revolting shit he'd just taken hit me.
Clever. Boy.
Betrayal.
So clever.
It is clever. And I'm amazed it worked.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he was counting on this guy's need to do a piss ASAP, and it paid off.
This is like Ocean's 11.
I'm amazed the girls were like, yeah, that makes sense. We'll save on flush water.
Do you think they went, ah, good for you, piss man?
It's not like women have to wait extra long to use the bathroom all the time in public anyway.
Yeah.
We'll let this guy who's just joined the queue jump ahead for the most spurious of reasons.
Well, that's it. If I was the girl at the front, I'd be like, I'll piss on your piss. For the planet. If that's what you're suggesting, I'll piss on your piss. I don't care. What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Oh, but so now this guy's been... What's the word when you get...
Bamboozled.
When you get the rap for something? Get
framed.
Get framed? Yeah, okay.
He's been framed. He's taken the rap.
Yeah.
He's taken the rap.
Taking the crap.
Yeah.
He's been fecal framed.
He's been framed. So, he goes in. Awful poo smell. It was so disgusting, I was gagging as I pissed.
Wow.
That's hard to do. To relax enough to piss and to still be going, huh. I should have been angry at being set up like this, but I was actually very amused and quite impressed. And I thought to myself that this guy must be really fun.
That's really fun.
Just imagine that. Peeing in a toilet, gagging, and then at the same time shaking your head and going, that old rogue.
Yeah, it's... very good, very good.
Well played.
I'm hang out with this guy.
Well played, monsieur. Well played. Yeah, exactly. So... He goes, it really wasn't a perfect plan, of course, as I wasn't going to spend long enough in there to have taken the shit myself, but I guess it gave him a time buffer to escape the scene of the crime. Yeah, but he's now presuming that the people who follow him will care about the logic and the justice of the poo smell. They won't. They'll just blame him.
I think they will blame him, yeah.
It's like if you get discovered with a body, people don't care that you didn't have long enough to kill the person. It's like, well, we found you with the body, so.
Also, I think there's so much mystery about the... toilet behaviors of the opposite sex. I swear we don't know how long it takes each other to poop.
I think that's absolutely right. And I think it's something that even if privately one of the girls in the queue had a thought about it, they would feel that they would be lowering their own social status by speculating in detail about a man's poo.
This poor guy. How did Bob deal with the social fallout, though, does he say?
Well... Anyway, I went off to find the guy so I could congratulate him on his hilarious trick, thinking we could have a good laugh about it. But to my dismay, he denied all knowledge.
Wow! Commit
Coward!
To the bit.
Coward!
Commit to the bit. This is his life now, Pierre. He's under witness protection. He has to stay in character.
His plan didn't really work out that well, though, as every time I saw him for the rest of the evening, I would drunkenly exclaim, hey, you're the dude who did the disgusting shit in the toilet. Obviously not something I would have done if he hadn't played his trick.
Yeah, that's probably why he's denying it, because he's saying it like that.
I actually pulled later on that night with a girl who was in the queue.
No.
No way. Come on.
That's pulling on like I was legend difficulty, hard difficulty, impossible difficulty. Yeah.
I was working as a painter-decorator at the time, and I told this girl, to which she replied with a completely genuine, "Wow!" Whoa!
That sounds like it was a very yuppie middle-class party.
Or yeah, well, or as he says, I guess she was just into tradesmen who do vile shit.
But
I think that is a subtype. I think, you know, a bit rough.
Yeah, for sure. I remember doing, or was I seeing a show? It's one of these memories. I can't remember if I was on stage or watching the person on stage. But I was in the Soho Theatre in the sort of cabaret room in the basement.
Yeah.
And the comedian, I don't think it was me. I honestly can't remember. No, yeah, it wasn't me. Someone else was on stage. And they asked someone in the crowd, "What do you do?" And the guy said, "I'm a taxi driver." And the audience went, "Oh." Like that. And the Soho Theatre has never been so bourgeois to me as in that moment.
Oh, where
someone's like, a taxi driver. They're literally right outside all the time. But because of the clientele of Soho Theatre, people are like, "Oh, how exotic. Wow. And how did he find his way in here? Can he understand everything? Wow."
Does he know that the things on stage aren't real? That they're a fake thing, a play, if you will.
Isn't there football on or something tonight? I guess I suppose not. Aren't the races on? Shouldn't he be betting on the dogs somewhere?
Yeah, or you turn into Scrooge. Are there no workhouses?
I never felt in such yuppie company as in that moment.
Oh, man, yeah.
And so I imagine it's a similar thing at this party. It's like, ooh, a painter-decorator. Because everyone else has a fucking digital marketing influencer. Yeah.
Or like just consultant, project manager.
Yeah. Digital content editor, provider, researcher.
I've been starting to say to audiences, if I say to someone, "What's your job?" and it is one of those jobs, I just say, "Office." Office.
Oh, emails.
Oh, emails and office. Office emails. It's so nice sometimes as a comedian when you get someone who's like, "I'm a butcher." You go, "Oh, my God.
That's great."
Oh, yeah. That's the dream. But I always say, jobs from a kid's book. That's what you want.
Pierre, I've just got a message. I've just got a notification from BBC News that Storm Agnes is on the way.
Oh,
Agnes,
is that bad?
Do you know this about? Do you know this rule about storms? Names?
I think so. About the genders?
Yeah, alphabetical, alternating genders.
Yes, and
so Agnes
people...
now, and the next one might be Bob, like our correspondent.
Could be Bob. Well, everyone thought Storm Bob hit that toilet. also know that more people die during storms named after ladies in the US because men don't take them as seriously.
Yeah, I've heard this as well. Do you think that's true?
I can see it, especially with the kind of American males of the Midwest.
Absolutely, yeah.
I can imagine it.
I mean, right now, an enlightened man, I'm going, Agnes? Ah, she sounds sweet.
Yeah, it's just a huge hurricane of boiled sweets smashing through windows and things. Like hail. Just rhubarb and custard boiled sweets just hammering into people's heads.
Car windshields.
Yeah. Just the bonnet, like it's being shot by a gun. Just toot, 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 toot. Just, stings. Oh, it stings. We got a message quickly from Ali.
Ali, our good pally.
Hello, the Fast and the Pierius franchise.
Right, so Fast with a PH, is it?
Yeah, boy, you know it. Much praise redacted and sorrows for not currently being a Patreon member. Do not worry, Ali.
There's
Do
always
not worry about
time.
That. It's always, it will be there waiting for you like a poopy Narnia. Whenever you return, I look forward to binging all the bonus content when I can rejoin. Physicians do not recommend. When I saw this tat, I knew I had to send it your way. I think it was either written for the Joker or a Kardashian.
Okay.
I wonder if Phil can whisper it. Let's see.
A rare Venn diagram overlap.
Okay, so it is a white poster with black text on.
A white poster with black text, okay.
The top line in huge letters just says, prefer. So it's an invective. It's telling us to prefer.
Okay.
Or instructive tense, whatever it is. Prefer.
Yeah.
Prefer. I'll start this on hard mode. Prefer blanking in a blank to blanking on a blank.
So it's telling us they prefer blanking on a blank over blanking on a blank.
Yeah, there's a sort of unsaid you should prefer here.
Right, okay.
So it's prefer blanking in a blank to blanking on a blank.
Peeing on in a pool to peeing on a pool.
No. I'll say this. The inner and honor words are forms of transport.
Oh, okay. In a car?
Sorry?
In a car?
What kind of car?
Oh. A hearse. An ambulance.
Prefer blanking in a transport to blanking on a transport.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
No, my mind's not up to this today. This seems too broad.
There's only a couple kinds of transport that you're on instead of in.
On a train.
Yeah.
On the bus.
Yeah, bus.
The bus.
Second one is bus. Prefer blanking in a blank to something-ing on a bus. Think rise and grind. Think status. Think richness.
Oh, right.
It's one of those.
In a limo.
Yeah. Ooh, 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 ooh. Prefer blanking in a limo to blanking on a bus.
Grinding in a limo to relaxing on a bus.
No, but you got the right sort of idea.
Working in a limo to singing on a bus.
We're very much in nothing tastes as good as skinny feels sort of territory.
Yeah, it feels like that. Yeah. Mm. Crying in a limo to laughing
on
a bus.
Yeah.
Is it?
Did you say crying and laughing?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got it, boy. You got it.
That's a terrible thing to... I love getting on a bus. I'll get on a bus over a car a lot of the time. Being in a car in London makes me feel sick.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But London buses are great.
I like a bus.
Crying in a limo. I don't know. It's all a bit noughties Britney Spears for me.
I was literally thinking of Lucky just now.
Yeah.
That's so funny. She's a star, but she cries in her limo car thinking, if there's nothing. Yeah, did we learn nothing from the song Lucky?
She's so stinky, she's a fart. That's exactly the sort of thing I would sing to irritate my sisters at the time. Ali says, P.S. P.S. Ali just says, I've been appreciating the neurodivergent chat. I have OCD, but wasn't properly diagnosed until my mid-20s because doctors thought I was just a quirky girl.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
There's a lot of that around.
Well, we have OCD about finishing the podcast right now. I have OCD about that. Maybe I have OCD, you know.
There are certain aspects of you that are quite compulsive.
Yes, and not totally logical.
You're definitely hanging out with all of us in the neurodivergent treehouse. It just depends what corner.
Yeah, I've got a provisional membership card.
Yeah. And what a neat treehouse it is.
Good. All right, guys, we're both on tour as ever. check out our websites for dates. Lovely, would love to see you there. Otherwise, yep. Have wonderful weeks, and we'll see patrons on Friday, where we will be in the
limo,
exclusive treehouse. Oh, exclusive limo.
Yeah, let's do limo.
Okay, exclusive limo. All right then. See you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.